you guys, and welcome to this edition of Ask Sean Bell. So today I have a question from Athena, and she is 15 from Australia, and this is a very serious question. I'm going to be detailed as I can to get through this quickly, but the gist of it is she's considering suicide because of her boyfriend. So I'm going to paraphrase her question for you, and if you guys have questions, please feel free to email me. My email address is askchantel@gmail.com. Okay, so she's been with her boyfriend on and off for about 3 years. He cheated on her twice. She gave herself to him at a very young age. They broke up because he flirts with other girls, and then they get back together. They've always been inseparable since they had sex. He was her first. He would tease her about her religion. She's Muslim, and she just doesn't want to go back to him. He's a junkie. She's been feeling suicidal for the past month. When she's happy, she thinks about killing herself. She doesn't want to kill herself, but she can't stop thinking about it. She says she just doesn't know what to do, and she was even hesitant about sending me her question. She was tired of keeping things bottled up inside, and she realized that she needed help. And I'm so glad, Athena, that you had the courage to send this question in, because it is very serious and it is hard to do. But I'm glad that you trusted me and had the courage to do so, because so many girls and boys out there are going to benefit from this, men and women. According to Suicide Prevention in Australia, teen suicide is a leading cause of death in Australians. It has claimed the lives of at least 281 15 to 24-year-olds in 2008. If you would like more information on this, and if you would like to attend their events, which I would love for you to do, their website is suicidepreventionaust.org, and I'll put that in the description box below. But what I really need to tell you, Athena, is you have got to get help. First, you need to tell your parents, tell your family what's going on with you. If you don't feel comfortable with telling them about the sex, you at least need to be comfortable with telling them about how you've been feeling down by your relationship, and how you need some support, and how you have thought about killing yourself, and how you think about it and you've cut yourself, and that this is hard for you, but you need to be honest with them, because they need to be able to help you to get the help that you need. And I'm glad that I can give you kind of some insight on what I think and my opinion about this, but this is serious and you've got to seek help outside of this is a great start, and I'm so glad that you have the courage to come forth and I can give you these resources, but I can only give them to you. You have to use them, okay? So there's another website that I want to give you. It is www.kidshelp.com.au, and you can go there, and it says that we care and we listen anytime and for any reason, and it's a 24-hour helpline I'm going to give you. The number is 1-800-55-1800, and if you all live in other places outside of Australia, just take off the .au, and you can also receive help from them. I'm going to put the link in the description box below, as well as the phone number. At the end of your email, you wrote this question: how can I resist the urges to go back to him? Now, let's talk about your situation, and then I'll answer that question. When you have sex, I don't care how old you are, you are giving a piece of yourself to that person. Having sex with this abusive guy is just slowly peeling layers and layers off of you. And when you continue to lose yourself that way, it will cause you to try to feel something, which is why you're cutting yourself. Another reason why you're cutting yourself is because you're trying to get his attention. And you told me that when you told him about cutting yourself, he said, "It's okay, it's not a big deal, they're just little cuts." And I want you to know that that's emotional abuse, and emotional abuse can end up becoming physical abuse, and he doesn't care about you. And that right there is enough for you to know that this guy is scum. He's not worth it. He's not going to do anything good for you. By cutting yourself, you're trying to replace that, what you've lost of yourself, but that's not going to do it. I understand that you broke up with him, and I'm so glad that you did that. That was the first step. The next step is rebuilding yourself, finding yourself again, and rebuilding a foundation for yourself. Glad that you realize that you don't want to kill yourself, and I want you to know that suicide is not the answer. It may feel like it at the moment, but it's absolutely not the answer. You're gonna hurt more people than you can ever imagine, and the problems that you have are not that big of a deal that we can't fix it. You can fix it. You can regain yourself again. It's not serious enough where you have to lose your life. I know that you're Muslim. I'm Christian, and I want to tell you that God did not put you on this earth for no reason, and Jesus did not die for your sins for nothing. It's not for to be in vain. You are going to get through this, okay? I get the whole, you know, good girl, bad guy thing, okay? I was like that when I was younger, too. My grandfather is a pastor. My dad is a minister, and even my husband is a minister, okay? But what I learned is that the bad boys, they may seem appealing, but it's not all that when it's really said and done, trust me. This fantasy that you have of him, you just really need to let it go. He doesn't care about you. He's no good for you. And in your words, he's a junkie. So he's only going to bring you down, and he's causing you to hate yourself. If you ask me, this bad guy is just bad news. Now let's address your question specifically. You can't be friends with him, okay? That's how you're gonna get over this. You have to cut off ties with him. You have to go completely cold turkey. He's not gonna wanna do this, and this is not gonna be easy for you, but guess what? You have to do it. You know why? Because you love yourself enough to do that, and because I'm telling you that this is the only way that you're gonna get over him. You have to cut ties with him, and you cannot have an idle mind. Bible says that an idle mind is the devil's workshop. So you got to get out there and you got to start doing stuff in your community, if it's at school, find some extracurricular activities, get involved in church, help your parents around the house, hang out with your friends. When you want to call somebody else. You need to have that lifeline, that person that you can call and talk to. And over time, this, when you first start, this is going to be really hard, okay? I went through that too with breakups. It's going to be so hard. All you're going to want to do is run to him, but you can't. You have to love yourself enough to say, no, I'm worth more than this. I'm worth finding a guy that's willing to even wait for me until marriage. And that's really what you need to do. You need to cut off ties with him, all of them, and find other things that you can do to busy your mind. And if nothing else, work out, because that will busy your mind and you'll feel a whole lot better. When you think about getting back with him, I want you to realize and remember, he will never love or respect you. He'll never understand your religion. He's scum and he's emotionally abusing you, and he'll probably eventually become physically abusive to you, because if he will allow you to cut yourself and not get help for you, then he doesn't care anything about you. And that family that you have, the one that you haven't told, please, 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 I'm begging you, let them know what is going on in your life. Because they can help you, and they can help you to get help. You cannot continue to keep this bottled up inside. It's not good for you, and it's not going to amount to anything but more hurt and more pain. But thank you again for having the courage to send this question. You don't know how many people out there that this is going to help. If you guys have any questions, please feel free to email me. My email address is askchantel@gmail.com.
Hey guys, don't forget you can log onto my website and sign up for a private coaching session. Don't forget Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we will be having the radio show where you can call in and talk to us about the topic Nice Guys Finish Last this week. And it is at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time every Thursday. I will put the link and the number in the description box below. Thank you so much for watching, and don't forget to subscribe. Hugs and kisses.